Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, December 1st.
How am I going to tell you that? I can't. If there was anything good, I mean, I tell you, I tell the world, right? So, Sam, doggone it. No, listen, there's always a little something you find out about yourself. I mean, and yeah, because you have extended time, it gives you the opportunity to look even a little deeper, although we try to do it on a week-to-week basis, so there weren't any huge surprises, but there's always a little nugget in there somewhere if you look hard enough.
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid made it clear earlier this week that he gave his guys a true week off for the Week 12 bye. And why not? Kansas City stands today at 7-4 atop the AFC West. It's the most recurring topic when it comes to Big Red. The numbers show us that you just don't want to play the head coach after the bye week. Reid-coached teams are 19-3 off a regular season bye. The week off is good for other reasons, too. The Chiefs are trying to make sure they are fully healthy for that January run, and it starts this week with their first of two matchups this season against the Denver Broncos, a division rival that hasn't actually beaten the Chiefs in 6 years. The Broncos are coming off a big win over the Los Angeles Chargers, and they could take hold of the AFC West if they were able to beat the Chiefs. Some transaction news on Tuesday, the Chiefs decided to activate offensive lineman Kyle Long, who had been placed on the physically unable to perform list since training camp. To make room for Long, the Chiefs placed running back Jerick McKinnon and defensive tackle Colin Saunders on the injured reserve list.
Well, I've said that since he's been here. I mean, that's he's a valuable tool in the way that, if you want to look at it that way, that because he can catch the ball so well. So last game was just a matter of getting him back in and get him back rolling again. So I thought he did a nice job there and had a couple grabs and did good with that too. So, but no, he becomes a valuable piece.
Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire returned for the Chiefs just before the bye, and they simply had to make sure he was good to go. While Edwards-Helaire basically split snaps with Darrell Williams, he led the way in running back touches 14-6. With the Chiefs' new and ever-changing approach on offense, we could see a lot more touches in the pass game for CEH in the coming weeks.
You know, he was making good progress prior to the bye. I'll get a report today on him. So I think he, you know, there's a chance he's ready. I can't tell you until I see him.
With the way the Chiefs' offensive line was dismantled by injuries late last season, it's easy to have some worry there right now. Mike Remmers is on injured reserve, and Lucas Niang is dealing with a rib injury that's caused him to miss multiple weeks. Andy Reid seems optimistic Niang could be ready sooner rather than later. We'll know more about the injuries beginning Wednesday afternoon at arrowheadpride.com.
He came out actually okay. He was able to push himself through, which was amazing. I mean, he's a tough kid, so tough-minded. That also carries over to the defense. Our players knew that he wasn't quite where he wanted to be, and yet he didn't say anything. He just kind of pushed himself through it.
Just before the Chiefs' Week 12 contest against the Dallas Cowboys, safety Tyrann Mathieu was added to the injury report when he showed up to the game with swelling in his knee. Thankfully for the Chiefs, the Honey Badger was able to go, and the Chiefs' defense put together a dominant performance against one of the NFL's most explosive offenses. The Chiefs' defensive turnaround has a lot to do with the pass rush, but their secondary has been elite over the last several weeks, and the leadership there starts with Mathieu.
Yeah, so I always say that interceptions can be spread around to different people. It's not always necessarily the quarterback. So, but inevitably he has the ball in his hand last, and or he's the one throwing it. So, again, Pat's always going to take the responsibility for it. But there's always another part of that, you know, whether it's the call, whether it's the protection, whether it's, you know, a receiver tipping it, a D lineman tipping it, you know, whatever it might be. So a linebacker tipping it, we saw a couple of those this weekend. So it all ends up kind of the same. It's an interception. We all take responsibility for it. We all try to work on fixing our problems and you move forward. That's part of this thing being a true team game. I mean, if you look at the big picture of it, it's you got to get people kind of dancing the same dance. And if not, I mean, you'd be off just by a tick and something crazy happens. And then there are also times when the quarterback shouldn't have made the throw. I mean, those happen in there too. So I'm not excluding that position, but there are a lot of factors that go into it.
The Chiefs' turnovers, which was a storyline that dominated the earlier part of the year, seem like they've finally come back to the mean a little bit over the last month. As Reed pretty much noted, sometimes the ball just doesn't fall your way. But that has seemed to change as of late, and that's a good thing. Just like the Arrowhead Drive being back here on Wednesday, December 1st. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's the Great British Chiefs Show as they take their first look at the Denver Broncos. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.